Chapter 3. Finding a Slave and Finding a Master. Guidelines to figuring out if your master is a fake or the real deal. As with any relationship in the beginning, you need to recognize that not everyone presents themselves exactly as they are. We all lie a little bit when it comes to who we are when we are trying to impress someone, but when you're interested in having someone physically restrain you with bondage and other equipment, you need to know exactly who you're dealing with. This is not the time to become shy. There are several signs of trouble that you can be on the lookout for, such as anyone that is disrespectful towards you right from the beginning. While you might want to engage in this sort of role-playing down the road, the first impression shouldn't necessarily include it, especially when you haven't discussed what you like. Anyone that is physically abusive towards you, for the same reasons as above. Anyone that is not concerned with your safety. Accidents happen, but every precaution should be taken when you're in a scene. And anyone that seems off or unstable. Well, you might just be catching them on a bad day. You might also be seeing the signs of a true mental problem. The truth is that there are no hard and fast rules when it comes to choosing a master, but it should be approached with the utmost caution. This is why online meeting sites are very effective in some regards. They give you the chance to interact with a variety of people without ever having to physically be with them. But when you want to engage in a more physical setting, you will want to follow these rules. Meet in a public place until you're comfortable. Arrange a time to call a friend before and after you meet with the person. Leave the details of your location with a trusted friend. And leave the location if you feel that something's not right. In the end, your intuition can tell you more about a person than any other advice will. A note for the slave. A master or mistress has your life and your safety in their hands. You cannot go into this kind of relationship lightly or with reckless abandon. Take your time in meeting someone, but be patient. The right person for you is out there, but you need to make sure that you are certain about their intentions before you hand the handcuff key over to them. A note for the dom or dame. Just because you are dominant does not mean that you can just allow someone to be unsafe as a submissive when you first meet them. You need to be cautious about their safety at all times, even if they've presented themselves as willing to do anything. This is also the case when you're meeting the slave for the first time. You should never do anything that would cause them harm or allow a submissive to put themselves in true harm's way. The right way to approach a partner about trying BDSM. If you're already in a committed and loving relationship, what about telling them about your BDSM fantasies? It can't be that difficult to talk them into it, right? Well, even if you approach the topic carefully, there is no guarantee that you will get your partner to join in on your BDSM wishes. But if you start off slowly, you also won't get these same desires instantly rejected. Here's what you'll want to do to start the conversation about trying out some of your kinkier dreams. Try to find some sort of article, maybe even a blog entry, about something that you would like to do with your partner. Try leaving this book open on your computer, or print it out and accidentally leave it somewhere you know they will come across it. The conversation will probably go something like this. What is this? Oh, just found something I found intriguing. Are you into this sort of thing? I think it's pretty interesting, actually. So you'd be into bondage? If you'd want to try it sometime, that would be great. The key to this conversation is not to give too many details about the fantasies that you've been having, but rather cause your partner to ask questions of you. This allows them to investigate the new interest in BDSM without your pressuring them into anything. What you might want to do is try something small during the next time you have sex, for example. Trying a nice firm spank or putting a blindfold on your partner can be highly erotic and begin a deeper exploration into BDSM and other fun nights. Here are some other ideas for exploring the BDSM side of your relationship. Watch some BDSM-themed movies, attend a BDSM seminar or festival, or go to a BDSM-friendly club. What you want to do is show your partner the erotic side of BDSM and show them that it's not deviant or unsafe as well. These are fears that many people have that can keep them from trying these kinds of fantasies. You can also explore BDSM scene, maybe just some light bondage and spanking, but make sure that the other person is fully in control of the scene. They can tell you when to stop, and you should stop immediately. If you want to be submissive, you can ask them to do certain things, but if they're uncomfortable, they will stop what they're doing as well. As you continue these kinds of exchanges, you will learn if both of you are ready for more BDSM play or not. But the key is that you can't assume that you can change a person and make them like BDSM just for you. Some people just aren't wired to enjoy dominant submission roles or other masochistic behaviors. However, if this is something that you are seriously interested in, you will need to talk to your partner about how you might want to explore these fetishes further. A note for the slave. If you're in a relationship with someone right now, but you'd like it to be more servitude-based, talk to them about it right away. If you're shy or you don't know how to start the conversation, you might want to write out a story in which serving someone else is featured and see what their response is. By bringing your desires out into the open, you will be able to see if you need to pursue another relationship that will satisfy your slave desires. In some cases, you might be able to still do some light dominant submission things without adding a whole lot of whips and leather to the equation. A note for the Dom or Dom-A. If you've always felt the yearning to control someone, this can be tricky for a partner that isn't ready for that kind of situation. However, odds are good that you've probably chosen a partner that is slightly submissive and possibly eager to explore this more deeply. What you may want to do is sit down and talk with them, explain the safety rules, and that you will follow these as well as test out a few fantasies, but allow your partner to feel free to tell you to stop. While this isn't really dominance and submission, you want to make sure that they trust you enough to realize that you're not trying to hurt them, only to dominate them. Keys to determining the worthiness of a sub. If you're a master that's looking for a sub, what exactly are you looking for? The easy answer is that you're looking for someone to serve you without question, no matter what you ask and when you ask it. But people aren't that easy all of the time. What you might want to consider are the following traits in looking for a sub. Someone who is aroused by or interested in serving someone else. It seems simple, but a sub needs to be interested in being a sub. Someone who understands what being a sub means to you. If you're seriously looking for someone to create a BDSM relationship with, you will need to clearly outline what you consider to be the responsibilities of the sub. Someone who is willing to work hard to learn your rules. Everyone makes mistakes at times, but it's the sub that tries to correct those mistakes that will be the most rewarding for both of you. Someone who can also think on their own. While you might want a sub that doesn't ever look you in the eye or make any decision without your approval, the fact of the matter is that you can't always be there to make every decision. There will be times that you will need to allow your sub to figure out things for themselves. A good sub is someone who is willing to keep your needs in mind, but still function independently when necessary. And finally, someone who is honest. But you want to find out which sub is worthy of your training time and expertise. You want to find someone that is likely to be able to be trained and molded into the slave that you desire to have in your service. Of course, they should also want to be that slave. A note for the slave. Read the section above several times to make sure that you understand what the master or mistress is thinking about when they start the selection process for a slave. This is not an easy task for them either. They will need to know that the slave is someone that is serious about serving and is willing to learn and grow. Sit down with your journal and write down each of these attributes. Can you fulfill each of these tasks? How will you do this? And a note for the Dom or Dom-A. Sometimes it will take you some time just to find the right submissive that you're looking for, and it should. A good slave is hard to find, but by keeping the above things in mind, you can make the training process all the easier on you. Better to wait for the right slave than to waste your time training the wrong one. How to interview to weed out subs that don't cut it. So, to make sure that you're choosing the slave that is best suited to your individual preferences in a submissive, you will want to come up with some basic questions for a sub that you're interviewing so that you have a clear idea as to what kind of slave they might make for you. What is your idea of being a slave? What other experience have you had as a slave? What kinds of qualities can you offer as a slave? Are you trustworthy? Can you follow orders to the letter? What kinds of fantasies do you have? And have you served other masters or mistresses before? What did you like and what did you not like? You want to spend some time going through specific scenarios you envision and asking about their responses to these kinds of activities. For example, you might say that you enjoy giving someone pain, but you will not harm them permanently, and then ask what their feelings are about this kind of treatment. If you are going to want to whip someone, they should be open to you doing so. Much like a job interview, you need to be checking your potential slave to see how they might respond to your control and if there are any red flags in the way they perceive the relationship and how it will actually be. What you'll want to also do is look at a few other things as well. Their personal identification. You need to be sure of who you are dealing with. Check its validity. Their home address. You'll want to verify that this is accurate as well. Any medical problems and medications that might need to be addressed during a scene. If you aren't aware of a heart condition, for example, you might not realize that a cry for help is something that needs to be addressed immediately. Any past history of abuse or other psychological damage. While this sounds a little personal of a question to be asking, you do not want to overstep a limitation or inflict psychological trauma on someone that may have had a bad experience with something you do to them or with them. The trick is to be clear and fair with a sub that wants to serve you. Your intentions need to be clear as well as theirs, so that you can both benefit from the relationship in the long run or just the short period of time that you will be playing together. But the most important quality that a sub should have is honesty. They need to be able to tell you when something is not working for them or when they need more from the relationship. Of course, being honest about mistakes that have been made is another way to solidify the relationship into something that works well for both partners. There really isn't a test for honesty, though checking one's information out is a start. What you'll want to do is check to see whether or not the submissive is being honest with you. This can be done by looking at their body language to see if they are closing off their body when they are speaking, a classic indication of lying. They might also refuse to look you in the eye when speaking to you. This also might be a way to show you their submissiveness, but if they can't look you in the eye when you ask them to, this might be a sign that they are being dishonest. Your intuition is going to be the best judge of someone's honesty and ability to become the kind of slave you are looking for. The first time you meet. When you're first starting out in a BDSM relationship, you will want to use the first meeting as a way to judge the potential of your interaction. First impressions count for much and can give you a sense of whether a master or a slave is the right one for you. For the master, draw up a list of things that the slave needs to do in your first meeting. These commands should be simple. Address the master or mistress as sir or ma'am, for example. Always stand in a certain position, etc. Watch the slave closely during your first meeting to see if they have taken the time to learn these things. Correct the slave that doesn't do as you have asked. Check to see if the slave is purposefully trying to be bad. This can be a sign of troubles during training. If the slave is trying hard to do as asked, then this is a sign of a slave that is willing to be trained. Physical attraction is another factor in this first meeting with your slave as well, if this is something that is important to you. Note their attractiveness and if it arouses you. Check their grooming and their dressing style. This too should be neat and pleasant. For the slave that is meeting with a new master or mistress, take the time to learn anything that you might have been asked to learn beforehand. Know what you want from the relationship. Draw up a list if you think that you might not be able to communicate this. Perform any tasks that are asked of you within reason and prior discussion. The first meeting should be a display of your willingness to listen and to learn from this master or mistress. As a potential slave, the master is looking for potential in you. Be sure that you are showing them. A note for the slave. Once again, this is the perfect time for introspection and further examination of your own needs as a slave. Are you ready to answer these kinds of questions? Are you ready to serve someone else, or are you just looking to play around? The difference between a submissive and a slave is that a submissive tends to limit their servitude to a certain period of time. But as a slave, you will need to maintain your subservience for longer periods of time. Are you willing to do this? Here is another slave assignment. For this section, it's time to write down what you are going to do for your master or mistress, current or future serving. You need to be absolutely clear that your intentions are for their personal benefit and not for the benefit of your own dramas and mind games. There is a situation that some refer to as topping from the bottom. If you only want to become a slave because you like the idea of telling someone to stop, and being overly specific about what you want from a playtime, thus controlling the scene and the relationship, you might not be the best person for the role of a slave. In your journal, write 10 pages about what your intentions are as a slave. This is a lot of writing, but you will find that the closer you get to the end of the assignment, the more honest you will become. This is the end of Chapter 3.